And aloha. Aloha and blessings, divine ones. This is Priestess Mea Ananda here on the big, bold, and beautiful island of Hawaii. And you are listening to The Road to Happy. So, as many of you cat owners know, the minute you sit down and a lap appears, suddenly there's cats. So I'm joined this morning by our rescue cats, Bilby and Coco, who are fighting over the lap. Both male cats kind of testing each other out, and our female cat, Cuddles, all named by my daughter. You can't detect a bit of the childness in these names. She has just buggered off. She's like, no, not having it. She does not like to share the lap. But we are also joined by some dog energy this morning. My rescue dog, Sylvester, who's getting on a bit. We think he's 15 or 16 coming up, but still doing good. Those of you who listen to my show, Mia's Mystical Moments in Sydney, know that I always start out with tales of the stubborn animals that are here with us. Putting that aside, it is a glorious day here on the island, and the sun is just rising over the Ohia forest, promising to be just a beautiful and perfect day, just some white fluffy clouds, just the gentlest of breezes, and my daughter putting in a request to finish our chicken coop today. I have decided to begin a food ministry for my bereaved widows who I service here in the community. We'll be, I say amping up, but that's not really an appropriate word for working with those who are sitting in grief and sorrow. But I'll be increasing my services here and just very guided to devote more time. Because here's the thing, we don't do death. We don't do grief. We don't do the process of transition. And I really need to sit down and write my experiences from this week, because I was just blessed and honored to hold space for an amazing individual who is walking with eyes wide open, with awareness, with love, with excitement even, down her pathway of transition. And there were such teaching moments, such healing moments of wisdom that she offered, and really feeling that it's something to be shared with all of you. So I will be doing that later this week. Today, though, let us connect. So just sinking into our heart space, taking a moment for ourselves, taking many moments for ourselves, but really praying, hoping that you are able to create space around these words. These words are for you, coming from the heart of our Divine Mother, heart of the universe, through me to you, beloved. So gather these words as ripe. Let's see. Let's go with as golden nuggets of nectar. Oh, Sylvester, please don't step on the phone, which is so just on a lava rock, juggling on a lava rock at the moment. My recording studio. But creating space in our day, our busyness, just to receive these words, receive this blessing, receive the gift that is life. And that is the message that's coming through very strongly. I bumped into a person that I know, a beautiful soul, yesterday, and was chatting with her, and she said the exact words that have been my mantra, my raison d'être, reason to be. For those of you not familiar with that phrase, and the words that are written on the beginning of this podcast, what it's about, and that is, do you wake up each morning with excitement, just bubbling for what this new day will offer? And this beautiful soul said these words that she did, and it radiated in her face, in her energy field. You could feel the truth of this. And it just I had to smile. I had to smile because here it was, the words of the Divine Mother that have come through me for so long, the song that I have been singing, words that I have been teaching, echoed from this beautiful soul. And if that wasn't a sign, I don't know what is. So I feel strongly that is the message this morning, is that all of us have that power within us to live this life fully, our divine purpose, which fuels us, which feeds us. This life isn't about suffering. We need to shed that as part of this old story. And there's religions and organizations out there that pound that song into the ground forever, that we are terrible beings, we are sinful creatures. It's all just bad, bad, bad. And I assure you, it is not. That is not why we are here. The Divine Mother does not want us to walk through this life with heads down, suffering. Think of it. What mother would be happy for their child to walk into the home every day from school or work or whatever, head down in that state of less than? Woe is me, this is terrible. Nothing good happened today. Our hearts would break, wouldn't they? Our hearts would break with sorrow for our loved one. You would think, what did I do wrong to have not guided my child on the path of joy? What have I done wrong? Or what is wrong with the world? That is the go-to. The woe is me. There is nothing good in this life. There is no sweetness. There is no joy. And certainly, there are moments of that, aren't there? Those I work with in bereavement who have lost their loved ones, especially their life partners. That is a special sort of loss that one just does not bounce back from, as our world would say. Here you go, here's your few days of bereavement, and now get back to work and life as normal, la 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 la. Oh, dear heart, I assure you, not so. It is such a process and a journey, the stages of grief, swimming through these dark waters to get to the moment when you, within you, feel that you're open to receive a bit of light. That is another story. Many other podcasts and lessons. Right, Bilby, who's looking up for some cuddles. But we are not here to spend each and every day suffering. I do not believe in sin. As I sit here in this beautiful island, dewdrops just glistening in the morning sun, and as I keep my garden a bit wild, parts of it, there's orchids that are blessing my garden. See? What magic and miracles will bless your life and your garden when you leave it a bit wild. Always dedicate a bit of your garden to the fairies and the fae. The spirits of the land. It's amazing to see what little eco field structure is created. But I digress. I'm going to make a little jump over here, so jump with me. Not quite a tangent, there's a reason. But a big part of my work is to focus on language and really undoing the cords and words that tie us to that space of less than. Words that are deeply rooted in colonialism, patriarch, just shedding them. But we have to be aware of them before we shed them, right? So really be mindful in your own day. And again, lots of this in my upcoming book, From Meh to Magical, a guide to life. And it's a whole series I've written with 4 right now, 1 finished, just up in the editor's hand at this moment. So hopefully out on Amazon. Well, we'll be out on Amazon shortly. But we must be aware of the words that we speak, because it is those words that create our energy field. And again, we are energy beings residing in an energy world. Our vibration calls to the vibration of the universe. So we are setting out that vibration of less than, of less than excited, of fear, of anger, and then we're going to get lots more of that. So be mindful of the words that circulate in your mind. They do more than you think, more than you think. Back to our original question Divine Mother is sending today. If you do not wake up in that state of just excitement. Now, I know some days are a bit rougher than others. You know, I myself had a really heavy week, and by Friday I was worn out. I knew I had to fill my cup. And 2.5 hours of yoga workshop yesterday did just that. My goodness, what a lovely workshop. Feeling it this morning, but that's okay to feel our bodies in that healthy, dynamic way. But each and every one of us is here for a purpose, whether that be a grand purpose or just something small. It doesn't matter the size, it doesn't matter the volume of your voice, it just matters you're living what you hold within you as your dream life. And that you are feeling productive. That's not a good word. I don't mean it that way. Let's erase that. You are feeling valued. You are feeling that the good work that you're putting out into this world. And we'll talk more on that phrase. Beautiful elder Matthew Fox, if some of you are familiar with him, I sit in his circle of Order of the Sacred Earth. He was part of my Deep Time Leadership Program. Talks about the good work. Thomas Berry also talks about the good work that we are here to put out, and that is aligned with our divine purpose. Oh, an interesting little bug just flew by. Speaking of, I have to share this little mom story. So it was a heavy week with lots of lessons, and when I'm in that space, I have a lava rock that I sit on and just sit on Mother Earth and allow her to receive the heaviness and emotions of the week. And I was sitting in my spot and my daughter happened to come by. And so as we parents do, just offering her a bit of what I thought was wisdom. And I could see she was not engaged, but still I persisted. Suddenly she looks at me and she went, "Oh my goodness, that's the biggest spider I've ever have seen. It's going to bite you, mommy." Now, okay, what would you do? Naturally, it freaked me out. And so I stood up and just started shaking, like brushing off my shirt. And she's backing away, apparently, from the biggest spider she's ever seen. Now, mind you, we spent 10 years in Australia. There is nothing here that compares to anything over there. So I doubt it was anything of that size. But still, no one wants to hear that, especially when you're sitting on the ground pontificating about life lessons. So I just shared that. She goes, "Why are you angry?" I'm like, "I'm not angry. I'm just a little freaked out. Don't like random bugs on me that I cannot see, especially when they're told to be the biggest things we've ever seen." Yes. What is it, dear heart, that you can shift in your life today? I mean, in this moment. You know, this is the other thing. We put things on the shelf. Oh yeah, next year I'm going to get to that, or later this year, or in 10 years, or whenever it is. And I assure you, as a hospice counselor, that no tomorrows are promised. None. And see, no one wants to think that. Everyone wants to walk through this illusion that we have forever on this earth. And then when I come along and say, no, we don't, People get just annoyed, some of them, and it pushes them in their space of uncomfortable. And I get that. But here's the thing. If we embraced life, each moment and each day, as if it was our last, how much fuller and richer would our lives be, wouldn't they? Just as if we embraced our own death, our own transition, because again, there is no death. There is no death. It is just transition. Shedding our physical bodies and returning back to that space of light of which we are always. But if we embraced that, knowing fully that our days here are numbered, again, how much richer and fuller and sweeter would each moment be? Would you not take time in your day to listen to the birds, to watch the sunrise, to spend time with your children? Nobody on their deathbed laments the fact that they didn't go to that extra meeting. No one. No one says to me, I wish I worked more. I should spend more time in the office. Au contraire, quite the opposite. I really didn't need to go to that extra meeting. I should have stayed home with my children. I had a woman that told me, this is a true story. She was offered the trip of a lifetime to travel around the world with friends, and they had means to do it. A year, they said, we're taking a year. They had seen the light. Opportunities had opened, and they were taking it. And they invited this person to go along. And this person said, no, how can I do that? How can I leave work? How can I leave my home? And so she did not go. And that doorway closed, and it did not reopen. And on her deathbed, as she was recounting her life to me, that is what came up. I should have went. I should have went. What an amazing trip that would have been. How it might have changed my life. It might have opened so many doors, so many experiences. I would have had this beautiful time with my partner. But no, I put my head down and spent more time in the office. How she regretted that choice. So I share that story so that you too can grab onto something today. Today, in this moment that these words are receiving you, what comes into your mind, what bubbles up from your heart space and says, you know, hello, look at me. That dream you put on your shelf so many years ago, I'm here now. I'm here now. And people go, how can I start now? I will share with you. So many people want to change their physical shapes, maybe lose some flesh, let's put it. Okay, start today. Change your habits. Go for a walk. Eat different foods. Drink more water. You can do all of that today. Costs no money. Doesn't really involve much planning. And we do like to plan, don't we, humans? You can do it today. We can make choices in the moment. Trust me when I say every moment of life is a choice. Every moment. Whether conscious or unconscious, you are making choices. You are choosing the words in your mind. You are choosing the direction of your day. And by not having a focused moment in the morning, and I talk lots on this, is creating focused moments of intention in your morning to guide you throughout the day. So many of us, we just get up, slam on the TV, coffee, and blah, 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 we're into the day, and we're creating with that frenetic energy a frenetic day. So many people come to me, oh, it's so busy, it's so busy. It doesn't have to be busy. And they go, yes, it does. And I go, no, it doesn't. And we go around in a circle. It doesn't. It doesn't, but it starts with a choice. It starts with a choice. Oh, I'm just going to say it again for three. It starts with a conscious choice. And sometimes that conscious choice is just to choose different. We don't know what it is, really. And this is actually, I feel, an exciting place because we think we need to project exactly what it is we wish to manifest in our lives to the universe, and it just gets too constricted. So don't put anything out as an image. Just put, I give the image to the universe. I invite what the universe feels is in my best interest to create a day of joy, peace, and purpose. That's a beautiful thing. If you set that intention that I'm open to receiving whatever it is the universe sends my way today that aligns me with joy, peace, and purpose, three of my magical words, then that is what you'll get. That is what you'll get. Somehow we got off the suffering. It's all part and parcel. It is all part and parcel of the message, but I would end on reiterating that we are not here to suffer. So perhaps your task for today is to see if your energy field is aligned with the energy of suffering, with the energy of martyr, with the energy of less than. Don't you think it's time to shed that? Don't you want to? Our birthright is abundance. And that includes wealth, lovelies. And that's a whole nother, I'm not going to get in there into that today. So much around money, so much that we'll just table that for this moment. But our birthright, let me repeat that, is abundance, not less than. There is nothing less than about you, Divine One. And if you're sitting in that space of less than, criticizing yourself and thinking you're less than perfect in any way, then we need to work on shifting that, don't we? And we could do it together. I'm here to help. So before we end here, let's take pause, center and ground, and really allow what needs to come up from your heart to listen to what it's saying to you. What is it that you want to shift? What is it that you'd like to manifest and call into your life? Okay? And if you are a journaling person, take some moments when this finishes and write it. Write it down. Write it down. Tattoo it on your arm. Some people do, you know. I've seen a lot of healers that have magical words. I'm getting to the... I thought at one point I could do that too, or would do that. I could do that if I wanted to do that. I just am getting to the point where it just doesn't seem worth it anymore. You know. We'll see. Write it down, set your intention, and call it in. Dear sister, call it in. And that is feeling complete for today. My little cardinal family is chirping about. I'm going to enjoy a cup of tea and listen to them. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the big island of Hawaii. You have been listening to the Happy Heart Sanctuary, The Road to Happy. And I am, as always, so grateful, dear hearts, for you joining me in this space. It's a very raw and real podcast recorded in the rainforest of Hawaii. I call it the Working Moms podcast. It's me, a mic, lava, and some animals. But I purposely bring this energy and offer it to you as it is healing energy. And as we put steps to create the Happy Heart Sanctuary in the physical, we will invite you there. And it is there that we will meet. So from the heart of the universe, through my heart, to yours, Divine One, we are one. We are one. We are one. Om Shanti Shanti Om.